Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On Podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. Before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you've already done that, thank you. These ratings help the show get discovered so it can reach a wider audience. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so that you get notified of new episodes as soon as they come out. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can visit driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find other ways of subscribing, including our email list. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. All right, it's December 31st, New Year's Eve. It's pretty cool how this year I ended up being able to do a year-end recap episode on the actual last day of the year. Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm recording this episode a week earlier, so it isn't truly a year-end recap, but whatever, it's close enough. The first thing I wanted to do in this episode is to thank all of the guests that I've had on the show. I'm pretty sure I would not have put out as many episodes as there were without all of your amazing stories. So thank you for sharing them. But also thank you for caring enough about the other vets who are struggling that might benefit from your story. This podcast is about 6.5 months old. The first episode was released on June 10th, 2019. And as of today, which is December 27th, 2019, there have been 2,874 downloads of this podcast, which is just shy of 100 downloads per episode. It's about 96 downloads since we've put out 30 episodes so far. I want to point out a few episodes, a little recap of a few of the episodes that I thought were especially impactful from this past 6 months or so. First, Wes Black, who actually had two episodes during the year, episodes 13 and 14. In the first episode, he talks about his experience with exposure to the toxic burn pits, which unfortunately is not unlike the experience that many of us who deployed to the Middle East has experienced. With Wes, that exposure has led to a serious battle with cancer. It serves as a reminder to me that you're never too young to experience some major medical issues like this. We're not immune because we're under a certain age. Yet Wes is handling it all with a smile on his face. That episode and his attitude was truly encouraging to hear and inspiring, so thank you, Wes, for sharing. In his second episode, Wes served in Afghanistan with my brother, Sergeant Stephen DeLuzio. And in that episode, he talks about the day that Steve was killed. It's not all sad, though. He injects humor throughout the episode. Although I will say, if you intend on listening to it, I would not suggest doing so in the car with little kids around unless you want to answer some confusing questions about bubblegum that you might not be ready to answer. Again, Wes Black's episodes were episode 13 and 14. All right, moving on. Next, let's talk about Mark Garduño's episode about the VFW in episode 21. A lot of vets from more recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have this misconception about the VFW that it's an old man's club. We aren't jumping at the chance to go hang out with a bunch of people our grandparents' age. But that's not really true about the VFW. Sure, there are some older veterans from Vietnam, Korea, even World War II, who are VFW members. But it's there for everyone, our generation included. And one of the things vets are missing out on after they get out of the military is that sense of belonging or camaraderie that you get when you're in the military. The VFW and other similar organizations like the American Legion has that. There are a bunch of like-minded individuals who have shared similar experiences, who are also looking for that sense of belonging that many of us are looking for. Again, that episode was episode 21. All right, episodes 19, 20, and 22 with Edward Santos, Brad Noon, and Steve Alvarez, respectively. I'm grouping these together because in those episodes, those guys all talk about the activities that they got involved in after getting out of the military. I also served with all three of these guys at one point or another, so I felt right to kind of group these together. Santos talks about painting and photography, Noon talks about outdoor activities, and Alvarez talks about yoga and music. And I think sometimes activities like these are important. Finding a hobby or something you can do to take your mind off the stuff that you might be going through. All three of these episodes talk about that type of stuff. Again, episodes 19, 20, and 22. Another great episode was episode 17 with Seth Schultz. Seth was once a homeless veteran who is now a successful entrepreneur. I met Seth a few years ago at a tech conference and first heard his story at another conference a little while later. It was mind-blowing to hear his story and how determined he was to get away from the toxicity in his life. If you're having a difficult time making ends meet, it can't seem to get out of toxic relationships, or any number of other issues, this episode is for you. Go give episode 17 a listen. And episode 24 with Tony Perez. Tony's attitude towards failing is really inspiring. It's almost as if he doesn't think he can fail, which allows him to take more chances and in the end become more successful. If anyone is struggling with that self-doubt or fear of failure, go give episode 24 a listen. Okay, I think I'm going to stop myself there. I think all of the guests and the episodes that we've had on this show were great, but I don't want to recap all of them. That was, I think, 8 episodes right there. That should give you some good listening material if you haven't listened to those episodes yet already. But please check out the other episodes. That's what the show notes are for, so you can get an idea of whether or not the episode is something you'd be interested in listening to. So I've thanked the guests, but I haven't thanked you, the listener, yet. So thank you. By the time this episode comes out, there'll be close to 3,000 downloads or listens to this episode, to the episodes of this show, which is amazing to me. Please know that I watch a little ticker increase week after week, and it really makes me happy to see so many people are listening. My goal is to hit 5,000 listens to these episodes by the end of the first full year, so by the beginning of June of 2020, which at this rate seems like it might be a little bit of a stretch. We'll be slightly under that after 52 weeks, so I'm going to need your help. I'd like to ask a favor of you listeners, and even the previous guests who are on this show. If you've listened to any episode that really hit home with you, or know someone who it might hit home with, please give it a share so that others can listen to it too. I don't make any money off this podcast right now, so I don't have a budget for ads. As a matter of fact, hosting this podcast costs me money, with the website hosting, the audio recording equipment and software. So there isn't much left over for ads to reach a bigger audience. I wish there were. The best way for this podcast, though, to reach a bigger audience is if the listeners can help me out and share it with their family, their friends or coworkers, or whoever else might be interested. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app or by email. You can head on over to driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find links to all the places that you can subscribe to the podcast. Another thing I'd like to ask for is suggestions for future content. Currently, I have episodes scheduled out to the end of February. That leaves 13 more episodes to be recorded to round out the first full year. I then have another 30 or so spots to fill for the rest of 2020. I'd love to hear your suggestions for the types of content that you'd like to hear. I've spoken mostly to other vets about the struggles that they went through and what they did to pull themselves out of it. If you'd like to hear more of that, great. I'll keep sharing it and keep doing that type of stuff. I've also spoken to mental health professionals, once in episode 28 with Dave Peseret, and another coming out next week, actually, with Dr. Sherry Walling. They've been able to offer a lot of great advice, too. So let me know. Maybe more of those types of episodes would be good. I've spoken to spouses about how they've handled deployments in episode 9. I spoke with my wife, Vicky, in episode 23 with Natalie Sanders. Things we talked about in those episodes certainly play a role in the overall mental health picture as well. I've also talked to family members who have lost soldiers either in war or to suicide after the war. In episode 10, I spoke with Chris Weir, a Gold Star brother. Episodes 16 and 18, I spoke with my parents, Diane and Mark. both Gold Star parents. In episode 27 with Valerie Pallotta, who lost her son to suicide after returning from Afghanistan. I feel like I've covered a wide range of topics. Maybe you'd like to hear more about one particular topic or another. Maybe there's some topic I haven't covered yet at all, but should. Either way, let me know. Let me know what I can do to put out episodes that would be useful and beneficial to the people who are listening, to you. If you know of someone who would make a good guest, please encourage them to reach out to be a guest. On our website, driveonpodcast.com, there's a link at the top of the page that says, be a guest. Click that and there will be a form people can fill out if they'd be interested in being a guest. I think we're putting out some good and valuable content, but I'd rather hear from the listeners to see what type of content would be most valuable to you. With that, I think I'll wrap up this episode. Everyone have a safe and happy new year. Here's your standard safety brief for the new year. Don't add to the population. Don't subtract from the population. Stay out of the hospital, the newspaper, and jail. If you end up in jail, establish dominance quickly. Have a happy new year. Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.